Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And on the line, we've got one half of the RC Bridgestock writing combo, Carol Bridgestock. Good afternoon, Carol.
Good afternoon, Kelvin. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I've also got Maggie on the line.
Hello, here. Carol.
Hiya, Maggie. Lovely to hear your voice.
I won't lie. It was you and your husband, Bob, who gave us the inspiration, really, to come up with this idea of writing a radio play to help people stay creative during the lockdown.
And what a wonderful idea it is, Kelvin. Absolutely fantastic idea.
Well, the basic idea is to write a 15-minute radio play. And I do say when I've announced this that 15 minutes is a long time to fill on radio.
It is, yeah.
So that's not just a couple of pages. And I'm sure you'll be able to give us some advice there.
Yeah, I mean we work with the best of the best script writers. And I think the main thing is, Kelvin, for the listeners, is to read it, when you've actually written something, read it out to somebody or read it to yourself. Even though I'm writing for a book or I'm writing for an article, I still read it out, because when you're doing actually speech, what you actually write, if you write something down, you think, well, I wouldn't say that. I'd say it like this, because we don't speak Queen's English all the time.
This is true,
So, you know, especially if you've got an accent, you know, like the Yorkshire accent or the Southern accent, and some of the words that you use, like, for instance, on the Isle of Wight, when we lived on the island, one of the words that everybody used was somewhen.
Yes.
And, yeah, and so if I'm writing an Isle of Wight person in one of my books as a character, I always use that word.
Well, you would, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what people use. And obviously, if you're writing Yorkshire, you know, A up lad and all that sort of thing.
And you put your flat cap on, yep.
Absolutely. So that's one really, really good bit of advice, I think. And like I say, when we're actually writing, my phone just went off. The other thing, when you're actually writing, a script. I think it's very important to keep it tight. You want to keep people interested.
Yes.
You need a beginning, a middle and an end, of course, like you do with a book. Sorry, do you want me to start that again?
No, it's fine.
That's fine. It's just people ringing you up to say, oh, you're on the radio.
To keep it tight. When you're actually writing, keep it tight. Because people get bored easily.
They do,
You know, so a scriptwriter will often write a very lengthy piece of work and then go back to it, as we do when we're writing books or short stories, and cut out all the, you know, the things that don't need to be there.
Yes.
So basically just put in the things that need to be in that story, you know, what matters most. And your characters as well. Your characters are very important.
And you is know, it important to write about what you know?
Write what you know. Yeah. Again, you know, there's no point in writing about being on a plane if you've never flown.
This is true.
How would you begin to write about going on a plane and the experience and the feelings that you get if you've never been on a plane?
This is true.
So, again, I just think it's easier to write what you know. I mean, some of the, you know, great writers will say you don't need to, you can do your research and everything, which you can, you know. But I think in the first instance, for me, it's very important to write what you know.
Yes.
I think for someone who's effectively an amateur writing a 15-minute radio play for the first time, using your own experience is going to be a lot more accurate than asking someone else what they felt when, as you say, when they first flew in an aeroplane. It's not going to be the same experience at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And having your own voice as well, you know, just listen to yourself. Sit in a room and listen to your family talking. You know, some of the funny things they say, and you think, oh, I could put that in. You know, become a people watcher. And I know that's very hard now, but you can even watch telly, can't you, and be a people watcher.
Yes.
You know, grab a few characters that you like. You know, if you're a lover of you know, Coronation Street or whatever, grab a few characters that you like and mould your characters around them characters.
That's a good idea,
And when you're reading as well, you know, you pick up things when you're reading. If it's an article or if it's a book or whatever, you know, you'll pick up things that they say and you think, oh, that's really funny. I found that really interesting. Can I fit that into something? You know, or a magazine. It's just endless. It's just actually looking out there and being very perceptive and soaking it all up, really. And
it
if you're
is.
A reader anyway, you'll do that.
Yeah.
Yes, and as you say, keep it tight, keep it straightforward, because if you're going to fill 15 minutes, yes, you'll need a lot of words, but three quarters of it doesn't have to be describing what somebody was wearing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, it's not only what they're wearing, but it's like the place in time. Perhaps keep it tight to one place.
Yes.
You know, because it's very hard to move from a place to place. Mm. In writing. So perhaps if you've got a lot of dialogue, then you just want to be in one room.
Yes.
One of the people that I'd tell you to look at is Hannah George from the Island.
Yes. She writes some great stuff, doesn't she?
Absolutely. And I'm going to link her into this. But Hannah's one of our good friends, and she writes some brilliant stuff, and she's done some stuff actually on the island that you'll be able to look up on YouTube.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
She did one, and I can't for the life, and she'll kill me, think about what it was called now, but she did it actually from the school in Newport.
All right,
do you
okay.
remember? And it was all filmed in the school at Newport.
What, Medina?
Yeah.
Or Carisbrook?
The one that was in the centre, it was made into a college, Maggie.
Oh, Medina,
yeah. Yeah, I know the one you mean, yes.
You know the one I mean?
Yeah.
She did it there. Look at that on YouTube.
Oh, do you mean No-Till? That one.
No-Till, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, we'll look that up, but that's a good tip to look at someone who's writing locally. But we're just hoping that people will use this as an opportunity to keep their minds active and get creative. And we're not going to say you can only submit one story. If you've got two, then by all means stick them in.
And you, absolutely. Karen and Bob, have very kindly donated a signed copy of your book, Payback.
We have, Maggie. Maggie,
thank you so much.
Knowing how hard it is to actually do your first book or your first script, this is the first in a new series.
Yes.
Whereas before, I don't know, your listeners might remember the Dylan series, which is a series of nine books that we wrote.
I've read them all.
Yeah, you have. Thank you, Maggie. Payback is a new series, and it's a woman, it's a protagonist, and she's a very strong female character.
She is, yeah. I've read that one as well.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
She's a bit of a girl. But she's from Yorkshire, so she comes down from the hills. She's a farming lass, and she comes down from the hills to become a detective. She goes away to the Met to get more skills, if you like.
Yes.
And
no spoilers, please. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Well,
I'm now writing book two.
Oh, good.
It's very kind of you to donate a copy of book one, and I hope that people will get involved with this competition.
Yes.
It's not only good for them, but it'd be good for us to get it recorded. I quite enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's brilliant, and I can't wait to hear the stories. I think it'd just be wonderful. Maybe we could even have like a series of them,
You never know.
It could become a regular slot. Yeah.
The only thing I'll say is don't forget to put in the stage directions, like the sound effects and the scene, where it's set, so that I can get those sorted out properly. And,
absolutely, Kelvin, can I just say that you can actually look at scripts as well online?
All right.
You can actually look at scripts. I mean, if you wanted to look at, scripts that have been written and actually been on the TV, you can actually go on Google and Google a script.
All right.
So, you know, it might be a good idea for...
To give some ideas,
joining in to get some
great
ideas
idea.
And see how it's
absolutely
set out
idea.
And everything.
Fabulous.
It's a great way to learn a new skill.
It is, yeah.
Oh, thank you for that, Carol. We're going to have to cut it off now for a bit, but we'll keep in touch and let you know how we get on with this, because I'm
please
sure you'll
do.
Be interested yourselves.
Please do.
Thank you.
Good luck, everybody.
Thank you. Give our love to Bob, won't you?
If we see any...
I will.
If we see any radio plays that look suspiciously like D.I. Diller, we might have to question those.
Exactly. But I think you can actually, if you look at like the script for Happy Valley, just look it up, Kelvin.
Yes.
You might just be able to slot that in.
Okay.
You know, you can actually read it, and I don't know if it's the BBC Writers Workshop or something like that, but you can actually see scripts.
Oh, that's good.
That's excellent. There's a lot of resources out there if people want to have a look.
But, there is, yeah. Just have a look, yeah, and see if you can get a link. I can't remember it offhand, but just see if you could get a link.
We'll dig something out. But my quote is just have a go, see if you can do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's what we did when we started writing. Look now.
Well, thank you for that, Carol. I hope you stay well and healthy up there in Yorkshire. In regards to Bob.
Thank you. But
we will be in touch.
We will.
Thanks very much. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.